Boston's Wooden Shipbuilding Center. The main image is a painting by Xanthus Russell Smith, showing the clipper ship Surprise at sea on a clear day. Surprise's long black hull cuts through choppy waves. The three masts are fully rigged with billowing white sails. Samuel H. Pook was 23 when he designed Surprise, the first of several of his very fast clipper ships, and one of the most successful clippers in the China trade. Pook later became a naval architect for the U.S. Navy. In 1839, just 6 years after East Boston began to be developed as a neighborhood, Samuel Hall established a shipyard on this site. It grew to include dry docks that used the most advanced steam-powered technology and marine railways, still visible along the waterfront. Among the 110 vessels Hall built here was Boston's first clipper ship, Surprise. Her launch in 1850 was accompanied by church bells ringing. The names of some of Hall's other vessels are engraved on the paving between the buildings. Hall's shipyard was one of several along the stretch of the waterfront from here north to the Meridian Street Bridge, where Hall, Donald McKay, Robert Jackson, Paul Curtis, and others built world-famous ships. Spurred by the California Gold Rush and a demand for faster ships, they launched more than 200 vessels in 20 years. Together with the Charlestown Navy Yard across the harbor and shipyards in South Boston, East Boston shipbuilders made the city one of the premier shipbuilding centers in the country during the mid-1800s. There are three small images on the lower panel of the sign. The image on the left is a black-and-white etching of shipbuilder Samuel Hall in profile. He is middle-aged with a receding hairline and prominent sideburns. He looks away from the viewer to the left with a neutral expression. He is dressed in a dark suit jacket, a white shirt with a high stiff collar, and a dark cravat. The center image shows three sailing cards fanned out, all advertising clipper ships sailing to San Francisco with text and brightly colored illustrations. Text at the top of the prominent card in the middle reads, "Glidden and Williams Line, for San Francisco from Lewis Wharf." The illustration shows a close-up of a grimacing knight in full armor, charging into battle, his sword raised over his head, arrows lodged in his gold and red shield, and his red cape streaming out behind him. Text at the bottom of the card reads, "The famous first-class extreme clipper ship Fearless, John H. Drew Commander, is now receiving her cargo, and being of small capacity and very fast, will have prompt dispatch. Shippers will please send forward their engagements. For freight or passage, apply at the California Packet Office, number 114 State Street, Boston." Sailing cards like this one for Fearless were widely used to advertise ship departures. Fearless, also designed by Pook, was built here by George Sampson, who leased part of Hall Shipyard starting in 1852. The last image is a photograph of a wooden model of the clipper ship Surprise. The model ship is viewed from an angle above and to the side. It has a sharp bow and three masts with ropes and rigging, but no sails. The model is mounted on a shiny wood base. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's mother, Sarah Delano, turned 8 on the Surprise en route to Hong Kong with her mother and 6 siblings. They joined Warren Delano, who was very active in the China trade for many years. FDR admired his family's maritime history and owned 2 paintings and this model of the famous clipper ship, as well as the ship's log of his mother's trip.